in the Christian life. The virtue of hope, especially in time of this pandemic, should be a virtue that we should work on every day. How easy it is to say, it's the pandemic, it's difficult, but we should not forget to work hard at laughter, at hope, and at carrying one another's burden. There was a couple of friends, two young ladies, they went to dinner, and the waitress spilled some coffee and ruined a beautiful dress that one of them was wearing. And she began to yell and scream and said to her friend, "We should get that waiter fired. She doesn't know what she's doing." And her friend said, "You should give that waiter a big tip because she showed you who you are." A lot of times, during times of pressure, like the pandemic, things are out of our control. We can't do the things we want to do, say the things we want to say. And sometimes we say, well, we said things out of character. This is so unlike me. No, it isn't. Everything we do is in character. Everything we say is in character. But in times of pressure, in those situations when we are caught off guard, we reveal ourselves to others and to ourselves. The Christian takes courage in reality. I would love to be a better person, but when there is a trial, when someone catches me off guard or disrespects me, and I lash out in anger, I get a picture into my soul. I understand what has happened to me. And we should be honest about that. It's like the guy at the poultry farm who was selling chickens for dinner, and someone came up to them and says, "I'd like to buy a few chickens, but how do you prepare them?" He goes, "Oh, very simply, we just tell them they're going to die." When you have a situation which is so unusual and you disappoint yourself, don't be disappointed. Be honest and say, "Yep, that's who I am. It was hidden from me. I couldn't see it because everything was going okay. But now at this difficult time, it has been revealed to me who I really am." So don't hide from yourself. As ugly as sometimes we appear to ourselves by what we say or do, we should be honest as Christians and say, "Yup, that's me. Let me work to change that by the way I think, by the way I do, by the way I pray to my God. Lord, help change me into a better person." Then someday, when there is a difficult circumstance, you may surprise yourself by being better than you thought you were, by being more Christian, more patient, and more honest, because you chose to be honest when it was very uncomfortable for you. The gospel, they often say, was meant to make us uncomfortable at times because it tells us the truth. So there are a lot of people who are not afraid of death and they say, "Oh, that's okay, you know, we're all going to die anyway." Never be so pessimistic. Say, "Today you have been given life. What a beautiful opportunity it is to be obedient to someone, to thank someone, to do someone a favor. And when you fail, thank God for that. Now I get an insight into who I really am. And then I can become better." Because when you do something that is wrong, it's like a disease. Now you know what you have. Go and pray to God to cure yourself of whatever is your weak point so you can be strong again. Christos Christiajicha.